Esther chapter 8. On that day the king Ahasuerus gave the house of Haman the Jews' enemy to Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king. Because Esther had told what he was to her. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. And Esther spoke yet again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and begged him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite, and his plan that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the golden scepter towards Esther. So Esther arose, and stood before the king. And said, If it pleases the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and the thing seems right before the king, and I am pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews who are in all the king's provinces. Because how can I endure to see the evil that shall come to my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my relatives? Then the king Ahasuerus said to Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, Indeed, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and they have hanged him upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. You write also for the Jews, as you like, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring, because the writing which is written in the king's name, and sealed with the king's ring, no man may reverse. Then the king's scribes were called at that time in the third month, that is, the month Sivan, May-June, on its 23rd day. 3608 AH 434 BC, and it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded the Jews, and the lieutenants, and the deputies and rulers of the provinces who are from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces, to every province according to its writing, and to every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name, and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by heralds on horseback, and riders on mules, camels, and young stallions, in which the king granted the Jews which were in every city to gather themselves together, and to stand for their life, to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish, all the power of the people and province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take their spoil for a prey. Upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely, upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar. February-March. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published to all people, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. So the heralds who rode upon mules and camels went out, being hurried and pressed on by the king's commandment. And the decree was given at Shushan the palace. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal clothing of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with clothes of fine linen and purple, and the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light, and gladness, and joy, and honor. And in every province, and in every city, wherever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews. Because the fear of the Jews fell upon them.